tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today is Ken Hudnall. Ken is a student and soon to be a graduate student. He's also a well-known author, also host of an internet radio show, and also ghost story tour guide. Today we're going to talk about an interesting new adventure that Ken has gotten himself into, and it's called El Paso, A City of Secrets. Ken, thank you very much for being with us here today.
No, you're quite welcome.
So tell us about this latest secret.
Well, in 1881, the railroad came to El Paso, and they brought with them 1,221 Chinese workers. Got them together in the railroad yard, told them what a wonderful job they'd done, the fact they were helping to achieve the American dream, and fired them all. About half of them left for other places in the country, usually New York or San Francisco. But between 500 and 600 stayed here in El Paso and created El Paso's Chinatown, which began at the Mills building and went south for about four blocks. And they were very industrious. In fact, at one point, they controlled 75% of the fresh fruits and vegetables for restaurants in El Paso. They were really building financial stability for themselves, which made a lot of people angry. And there were a lot of complaints, and in May of 1882, Congress passed the Chinese Exclusion Act. Said Chinese couldn't come to this country. If they were here, they could stay. If they left, they couldn't come back, and no Chinese could become citizens. That was supposed to be for 10 years. Instead, it stayed in effect until 1943. But the people of El Paso and Juarez reacted to that law as they react to everything that gets outlawed. They started smuggling Chinese into El Paso. And in fact, at one point, it became the largest smuggling ring of Chinese immigrants in the world. And they came in through, according to legend, a series of tunnels that's underneath El Paso. In fact, that tunnel system is supposed to be about 900 miles in extent. And over half the old buildings in town are connected to the tunnel system. Many of them have sub-basements even the current owners don't know about. Well, in an area around Main and Octavia, there was an entrance to what was literally an underground city the Chinese had built. Many of them were, there was such a discrimination against them. They didn't want to live any place except where they felt protected, and they felt protected underneath the city. And many, according to a lot of people I've talked to, until the late 1970s, there were Chinese people living in those the houses within the tunnels. And I'm trying to find the location of the underground city, which is not as easy as you might think. Even though I found records of many entrances, I have found each one of them has been sealed off.
As far as what you've heard, what people have told you, have you gone to look at public records? Have you gone and talked to perhaps some people of Chinese descendants? There's still a lot of Chinese people here in El Paso, mm-hmm. not as many as used to be. But have you talked to them? Have you looked at records that might be somewhere else besides El Paso, et cetera, Chinese society, et cetera?
I've gone to all the records depositories here, and I found a good bit of information. In fact, there were two theses done regarding Chinese in El Paso, and I found copies of those and used a lot of the, gone to a lot of the sources that they quote. Additionally, I have of course, gone to the local historians, such as Leon Metz. And the Chinese in El Paso, he's the first to say, yes, it was quite a presence at one point in time. However, he and many others say the tunnels that run underneath the Rio Grande into Juarez are just a myth. Now, I've been in those myths, and they look pretty solid to me. In fact, one individual gave me a tour, and we wound up in Juarez accidentally. part of the problem is that since they were not exactly well received when they started becoming financially independent, a lot of records seem almost to have been erased that would give me information about many of the achievements and such as the Underground City, which that entire area now seems to be underneath the railroad yard. I've talked to Southern Pacific, which is has merged with another railroad. I talked to their public affairs department, and they say they've heard stories, but they have no reason to believe that they're true. And at least to this point in time, they've not allowed me to explore inside the railroad yard. Though many workers who've been there for years tell me that there are passageways that go under some of the very oldest buildings, and they have no idea where they come out.
Well, the area that you went into, Ken, you said a friend of yours took you into, and you eventually ended up in Juarez. What did you see there? Was it just plainly just a tunnel that you walked through, perhaps like some of the drains that you go through in the big cities, underground? What did you see?
It appeared, part of it was hand dug, no question about that. It was reinforced with railroad ties and what appeared to be sections of track. Some of it looked like it was storm drains that had been entered into. And when it got, you could almost tell where the border was in hindsight. Now, we didn't know we were, it's like a freeway. If you take the wrong turn, you're going to wind up going places you don't expect. We didn't plan on going to Juarez. But in hindsight, there was no question. There was a distinct change in the way that the tunnel appeared when we crossed the border. Now, many people say there can't be tunnels underneath the Rio Grande because of the concrete base to it. But some of these tunnels are as old as 1850 and some even older. Now, I've come across two or three news stories that were done about the tunnels, and they concur that we're talking about a massive system. I've been underneath El Paso High School. And if you want to crawl underneath the air conditioning system, the tunnels that are underneath the school do continue. I don't know anyone who has thoroughly explored them.
I'll play a devil's advocate here, Ken, and say, what makes you think that these are not just tunnels? What makes them unique to be Chinese tunnels or
underground
cities?
Well, in 1996, the historical preservation officer for the city of El Paso gave an interview where he talked about the fact that street crews were routinely breaking into the old Chinese tunnels that run underneath downtown. Quite a number of other official records that talk about the fact we're dealing with a lot of Chinese tunnels. Now, that's not the only tunnels that are down there, but that's those are the largest extent. In Chinatown, El Paso's Chinatown, many of the houses were built with the idea of being able to move people in and out through underground tunnels and hidden rooms, because even though everybody knew the smuggling was going on of Chinese immigrants, officially, of course, it was outlawed, and we did have law enforcement authorities in El Paso trying their best to stop it. They were never able to have much of an impact. What stopped the blatant smuggling of Chinese immigrants was actually the Mexican Revolution. It was too dangerous to get to the Mexican end of the tunnel system.
Now, as your project continues, and because most people who are familiar with your work know that you've produced, authored several books on ghost stories, you know, tales of the Southwest, etc. And obviously, this is another area that you're going to explore. And tell us a little bit about what you plan to do with this, as far as how much further do you expect to go? Are you planning to take videos if you haven't even already taken videos, photographs, and perhaps even share them with people who might have lived in El Paso a while back and moved to San Francisco or other parts of the world where some of these Chinese immigrants left?
Well, I plan on mapping as much of the system as humanly possible. I've got reports of the tunnel system going as far as Horizon City. In fact, the tunnels are actually tied with the stories of the Horizon City monster. There's quite a number of things that I found in researching my History and Mystery series that ties in to the Chinese tunnel system. And as for making videos, I've already made three short ones, more trailers than anything else. But I plan on doing a series of one-hour-long videos, mapping as much of it as I can. And there's a lot of things that I've had people laugh at me and say, well, for example, the Turtle House. There's been stories about tunnels, and there's been stories saying that all that's myth. Well, I was allowed to go under the Turtle House, and it's not myth. That is, I guess I would call it a way station, because a series of archways showed that tunnels came into that area. They've all been blocked off permanently but one, and that one is a large brick archway that is sealed with a concrete block. The maintenance people for the Turtle House Apartments discussed with me the possibility of opening up that archway, because clearly it continues on the other side of that the concrete block. How far it goes? Well, there are stories from the late 1800s from people who lived right across the river from where the Turtle House is located, talking about people who went into that area and just vanished. My suspicion is they went into the tunnel system and wherever it was they intended to go.
Now, for those of you who are listening and are wondering about Ken Hudnall, these are the type of books that he writes. And he writes about conspiracies. He writes about ghost stories. He writes about different events that have happened. And you said something a little while ago that I'm sure our listeners are going, what? And you mentioned the Horizon City Monster. Talk about what's that?
Back in the 60s and 70s, there were stories of a creature being seen in Horizon City, and he was called the Horizon City Monster. The description matches the descriptions we have of, well, call him Sasquatch, our version of the abominable snowman, Bigfoot. And near where he was seen each time, there is a large cave that at one point, and perhaps it still does, we haven't been able to explore far enough to find out, actually gave into the tunnel system. Now, is it the same tunnel system that's under El Paso? Many of us believe it is, but we don't have definitive proof. However, the story of the Horizon City Monster, I wrote about it in great detail.
In what book is that?
The History and Mystery of the Rio Grande, which is the second book I did on the history and mystery of El Paso.
Okay, as we're wrapping up the program, and actually, I believe this program is going to air after Christmas, so, or after the holidays. But during the holidays and after the holidays are when people do most of their holiday shopping anyway, because that's when the deals are.
That's right.
But there are a lot of books out there that you've written, and if they're interested in finding out some of those books or even videos, do you have a website, or should they go to the local bookstores?
Well, the local bookstores have many of my titles, Barnes & Noble. Many of my books are there. I'll be doing a book signing at the UTEP bookstore January 16th at 1 o'clock. And I'll have not only the books about the history and mystery of the area, I'll have the only history ever done about the Sun Bowl, back to the very first game, everybody ever involved in it. Or they can go to Ken Hudnall, KENHUDNALL.com. I have a store there where they can buy and pay through PayPal.
Okay. Ken, thank you very much for being with us here today. And I want to thank you for sharing with us again a little bit of some of your stories. And every time we have you on, you have a little bit more of a teaser to your book. So we want to thank you very much for being with us here today.
You're quite welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
We've been visiting with Ken Hudnall. As I mentioned, Ken is one of our students and soon-to-be graduate students. And the book that you talked about, The Rio Grande, is called what?
The History and Mystery of the Rio Grande.
History and Mystery of the Rio Grande. Focused on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.